Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Colleen Lindstrom. And
hi.
We've got some drama from the Dancing with the Stars, courtesy of Colleen Lindstrom and listeners. Colleen, where did this little juicy bit of gossip come from?
Okay, well, so there's some like suspicious stuff happening with this particular TikTok.
Okay.
So first it was sent to us on the 16th of October, which I believe was Sunday.
Okay.
We got a tweet from our friend Panda. Hi, Panda.
Hi.
And it's from a TikToker named Jane. And Jane basically shares. And I don't know if Jane works on the, must not work on the set of Dancing with the Stars, but like shared some gossip from the set of Dancing with the Stars and says, me working on the set of Dancing with the Stars, and then basically goes on to tell this story about how there is a dance pair on the show. The male pro is not allowing his wife to visit them on set. And when you walk by the trailer, you hear the male pro and the woman he's dancing with, the celebrity he's dancing with, getting real giggly. And the two of them are probably doing it, is basically. Okay.
Sexy
then.
D-dubs.
Mm-hmm. Then. The rumor was that it was Olivia Jade Giannulli.
And daughter of Lori Loughlin.
Correct. And Val Schmurkowski. Now, Val has been married to Jenna Johnson since April of 2019. Jenna Johnson is the partner on Dancing with the Stars of JoJo Siwa.
Oh.
So essentially, cool. this sort of blindy itemy thing is saying, like, Jenna is not allowed to go anywhere near his trailer because he's doing it with Olivia Jade.
Like, how do you do that? Okay. Like, honey, you are not allowed to come see me at my place of work.
Okay.
I'm going to get so sexy over here.
It gets real shadier, you guys.
Oh.
Because this gal, Jane, who shared this TikTok, first of all, blocked Olivia Jade from it, but also has made it private because I just tried to click on it and you can't get to it. Okay.
Oh.
Somebody came for her.
You can't see it. But Olivia Jade, she went to TikTok and she had some stuff to say about it.
What did she talk about?
Well, I'm going to tell you. She basically was like, this is ridiculous. First of all, this person blocked me, so I had to get it from somebody else. But I just want to clear the air before this goes any further or this video blows up anymore. She said, first of all, the woman that posted it blocked me. Someone had to send me this video. I'm just going to be super blunt and straight up and just say Val and I are not hooking up. We've never hooked up. This is a complete rumor. We are genuinely good friends, and I adore his wife. It's just a dance show, and we're just friends. I don't know why everything has to be something, but I've already obviously seen a ton of negative comments.
Everything has to be something. Oh, that is truer words, honey. Truer words about the world we live
welcome
in. Why does everything got to be something?
And then she said, and I get it if it was true, but it's not. So let's just end this here and let's bleeping dance and have fun on this show and not create lies, especially when you also have almost 400,000 followers. It's not cool.
Okay. I also think that like someone who lied to all of us is pretty rich telling us that someone else shouldn't lie. Anyway, I have a question.
Right? Yeah. How's that room going for you, honey?
I have answers.
So this, for the record, this woman never named them. It was just implied, correct?
Yeah, it wasn't even implied.
The fact that you responded to it tells me that you're a little sensibunies, as we say in my family.
Which is interesting, right? Because it was only in the comments that people were guessing. And I vaguely recall hearing a blind item about somebody who jumped from one scandal to another. And that sounds like it would be Olivia Jade. Mm. A separate blind item, mm-hmm. not this TikTok. Okay.
Yeah.
So there, I know that there have been other blind items about her kind of scandal hopping, shall we say. She's a scandal hopper.
Well, I mean,
it was indicating that she might be involving herself with Val.
She's a YouTuber. There is a genre of YouTuber, I think, that fully indulges in these scandals, these, you know, drama experiences. And like, that's why I think that's what she's doing. She's just stirring up drama, which no doubt is a good thing for her in terms of publicity or getting the word out. Like, we're talking about her on Dancing with the Stars, blah, 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 right? We're getting the word out about her. She knows how this game is played. Again, this is a woman who went on the Red Table Talk to talk about the fact that her mother, you know, with her knowing, indulged paid in some illegal behavior.
College.
Can I share right. a new celebrity?
Oh my God!
Mystery?
Yes.
Because then, and then I have to tell you how this all showed up last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. Okay, let's go. Blinded by the item. With how much your publicists are making, feeding stories to the tabloids about this illiterate actress, the pressure was on to keep the offspring competing.
Okay, so Lori Loughlin. Basically this is saying that Lori Loughlin, that the pressure is on to keep her on Dancing with the Stars, Olivia Jade, so that Lori Loughlin can keep getting some work.
Yeah, and Lori Loughlin wants to end up being on Dancing with the Stars, so she has to launder her daughter's reputation in order to make that happen.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. Was there drama?
Dancing?
Of course there was drama. There was dancing, and then there was an elimination, and you got down to the final two, and there are four judges, and the judges all vote which one of the two bottom couples they want to stay, and if there's a tie, then Len Goodman, because he's the head judge, will break the tie.
Okay.
Okay, so he basically gets the deciding vote. So really it just comes down to Len. Well, the two lowest couples were Olivia J. Gianulli and Mel C. from
Spice Girls,
who I adore. I think she's fantastic. And guess who Len saved? Olivia J. Gianulli, which is dumb, but also tells you that this is working.
Oh, and it's all fake.
Thank you.
Fake belief.
So it's funny that you say that, because I had that moment last night where my daughter and I were watching, and when they're giving out the scores, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is all fake. Why did it take me so long to realize it? Also, I can't even with Tyra Banks anymore. Okay. I cannot with her.
Well, thank you for doing the Lord's work by continuing to watch. When we return, we've got celebrities behaving badly. We like to call them
D-bags.
We'll do that right here on My Talk 107.1.